So a little bit after I graduated from college, I moved into a house in Catonsville with a good friend of mine and an acquaintance. The friend, he and I had a good thing going. We had rooms across the hall from each other, and we would go into those rooms and close the door and play the same one-person computer game separately at the same time and, like, chat on AIM. It was good. The acquaintance, I had met her a couple times, and, you know, we had gone to college together, but I didn't know her all that well. But after we moved in together, I just realized, like, she was so funny and smart and, like, sexy and cool. And I either wanted to be her or be friends with her. And it was a lot easier to do the latter. She was, like my first friend that we did that, like, coming-of-age movie thing where she's, like, tossing clothes out of her closet, like, try this on. And I got, like, I'm doing the mirror montage. And then I end up in a purple leopard mini skirt. That's not made up. Like, that is what I wore to my 22nd birthday. She was just, you know, a super cool friend. And when she asked me to move into a house in the city with her, I said, of course. And we moved, me and her and two friends of hers that I didn't know at all, we moved into a house in Charles Village, right next to the Yaba Pot when that still existed. And I don't know, not that long after we had moved in together, she told me that she had just met this amazing guy. He also had gone to UMBC because it's Baltimore, like every third person went to UMBC. And I kind of knew him, but not that well. And then about 2 weeks later, she told me that they were engaged and she was moving in with him. And I was just like, you barely know this guy at all. He has 7 roommates. Like, why are you moving in with him? Why are you getting engaged to him? Of course, the subtext there was like, I just moved in with you. I don't know your friends. Like, I'm not happy about this whole situation because I'm not going to get out of this lease, but you are. And, like, the even deeper subtext was that I had been hanging out with a guy for, like, 3 months, you know? Like, we'd met at a party and we were still hanging out. And I was like, no one's ever going to love me that much. So I just, like, I scorched earth her. I was like, hey, we're not friends anymore. Fuck you. Like, this is the worst thing you could ever do to me. And you also shouldn't marry him. So I was not invited to the wedding. I did look at all the Facebook pictures. And then she moved, like, halfway across the country, which made it a lot easier to avoid her. And then, like, literally everyone does, she moved back to Baltimore. And, you know, at first I was like, well, I'll be civil, but I won't talk to her. And then eventually I was like, well, I'll talk to her, but we won't be friends. And then I was like, we'll be friends, but I won't trust her with anything important ever. And then, like, next thing you know, I was like, girl, do you need a referral to my therapist? And, like, anyone who hasn't been in therapy is like, okay. And anyone who has is like, girl, like, that's serious. So we became just, like, really good friends again. It had to happen. And we were still really shitty to each other sometimes. Usually I would just talk shit about her behind her back when she did something that I didn't agree with. And then she would talk shit about me to my face because I was being horrible. Like, you... And so, you know, we had our times, but we were mostly good again. And then one night she invited me over for dinner and she said, I just wanted to let you know that I'm getting divorced. And, like, literally the only thing that convinces me that I might be a good person is I felt no joy at that. Like, I should have been like, I told you so. Like, but no, not at all. I was just like, I'm so sorry. But I think what really shows that I had learned how to be a better friend is, like, I said I'm sorry. I hugged her. I comforted her. And then I got home. And I just cried like a fucking kid with a skinned knee, right? And, like, what really I think makes me think that I grew a little bit about that is, like, I really wanted to make it about me again. but I knew that I couldn't. So I sat down with that guy that I had been hanging out with 6 years ago. And, you know, I like, just cried at him. And I said, like, if they can't make it, who can? I mean, the answer is, like, a lot of people. And also, like, a relationship isn't necessarily a failure, even if it ends. But really, you know, I learned from being a okay friend to a bad friend to an okay friend to a decent friend just how to be better.